It's time for the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection on the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network. Live from the Ferg Sports Bar and Grill Studios, across from Tropicana Field in downtown St. Petersburg, Florida. Providing a positive perspective from the peewees to the preps and the pros across Tampa Bay and the USA. Get your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection and your hosts, Mike Rickard and Ben Botham.
Back to Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, hour number two on this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2023. College football Saturday down here at Ferg's. Spectacular day. We've got a high school team in the house like we try to do each and every week. We just had the Tritons from Eckerd College. And, of course, we talked a little Lightning with Wyatt. And now we're going to talk a little high school football. Brad Richardson, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor. Remember, today, come on down, Florida State, Miami. Watch parties down here. Alabama has a watch party. Michigan right now, the Cheaters. They've got a watch party upstairs. Said like a true Hawkeye fan. We suck, but at least we don't cheat. And
Hey, Mike, careful on that one.
I just call Mike. I see him.
Yeah, I know.
Three-game suspension. I love the Harbaugh family, though. When I went to Western Kentucky, Jack was around those days. Anyway, so come down and watch your favorite team. 105 televisions. You'll have an absolute blast hanging out with your brethren. We've got Auburn watch parties. And then tomorrow, of course, it is Bucks and Titans down here at Ferg's. Or whatever team you want, grab a television, and we'll put you in front of that team all day tomorrow as well for NFL football. Now let's shift gears. Our Body Armor High School headquarters, brought to you by Coca-Cola Beverages of Florida, and Brad Richardson, the man with the plan. Got a few people in the house to talk today.
Oh, yeah. We got a group down here, Mike, and this is one interview I have waited to have. I am so glad that they're down here today. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to listen and meet the Clearwater Central Catholic Marauders. They are here now with head coach Chris Harvey. And, guys, we're going to meet you all right now, starting at the far end, man. Tell us who you are. Tell us the name. Speak up real loud. Tell us what year you are in school and what position you play on the field. Just 1 second.
It's Ray Lane. Play right tackle, and I keep the QB safe.
Really? Nice. What's up, man? Got a guy down here who, well, may or may not look like someone here on the team, but we'll leave it at that. So go ahead, man.
Jarrett Gepez, number 55.
Number 55. Center. All right. Next up and all that. I'll speak up a little louder, guys. Might need to pass the headphones down, too. So go for it, man. You're up next. You in the red shirt.
Matt Mills. I'm a linebacker, and I like to stop the run.
You like to stop the run? You're the guy to try to you're the guy who's the wall, basically, huh?
On the defense, yes, sir.
All righty. Next up, man.
My name is Andy Jaffe, and I'm a safety. Protect everything, fix Matt's mistakes.
So you're the backup then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And right over here, man.
He doesn't look like he make too many mistakes, though, Coach.
My name is Archavion McClellan.
He'd be surprised.
All right, Trey McClellan. And finally, the man himself, the head coach, the head honcho, the man that makes the plan successful, none other than head coach Chris Harvey. Coach, thank you for having us down here today, for being down here today and all that. So, last time we spoke at Ferg's, okay, you stressed at Media Day that this season was going to be a one game at a time plan in order to have a successful season that everyone's going to want to see and all. From day one, the moment those guys put the pads on that Monday, what was the message you told them that day, that morning, that moment, that this season, how it was going to be successful?
Well, I think, you know, when you talk about our program, and I mentioned it before, our team motto is a team over me program, where everything we try to do is to progress our team from, you know, one day to the next, one week to the next. And I think that our guys this year have done a good job of buying into that, you know, not looking too far ahead. And, you know, at the end of the season now, 10 games, 10 wins in, I think we got here because we were able to sort of attack the year that way, you know, 1 week at a time, one practice at a time, one game at a time. And I think that recipe has worked well for us.
Absolutely. So one thing I want to stress on is that what have you improved on so far? Obviously, last season, that's a memory behind us and all. But what did you improve on this season most of all to get to the success that you guys have had so far? What were some of the main changes you've had to make?
Well, I think as a team, we've sort of learned to attack the day, to take advantage of the opportunities that we have, and to never let those opportunities go by without maximizing them. I think that, you know, I think confidence is huge. Humility is big, but confidence is huge. Going into each game, each week, knowing that, hey, listen, it's never really about those teams that are on the other sideline. It's about, you know, one of our coaches always says it's us versus us. You know, if we can, you know, maximize our potential, I don't like to use the word potential a lot, but in this sense, maximize our potential to be, you know, as good as we can be. Everything else takes care of itself.
Absolutely. So now it's time to get the guys' opinion and all that. So we're going to start at the far end, man. So real quick, anybody actually can answer this question. Which is the one coach that hyped you guys up before each game? Is it this guy right here, or is it some other assistant coach that really just has to hype you guys up, push you, motivate you during practice, get you out? Who is the guy? Careful in your answers on this one. Oh, hang on one second, man. You got to speak up. Hang on one second. Yeah, try to speak up a little bit more.
It's really all the coaches that, you know, hype us up for the game and practice and everything. But Coach Harvey is the main one that, you know, helps us out and, you know, really cheers us up and gets us motivated.
Cool. Now, who's the guy that hyped, which player hypes you guys up on the team? Uh-oh, it's him. Who's this man?
Yeah, Mr. Andy Jaffe.
Mr. Andy Jaffe. Oh, he's the guy that does it. Oh, okay. So the guy that is the wall on the field, he's the guy that has to hype everyone up to get onto the field and all that. So, well, interesting and all that. So, all right. So, guys, this is another question for you guys, all right? So, this team is a brotherhood. Can we all agree on that? Is that a bit, a lot of shakes in the head? Yes, absolutely. All right, cool. So from any one of you, what makes this team special? We can talk about the season all we want, but what makes this group of guys a powerhouse team success? What have you guys, what could you say has made this team a great brotherhood this season so far?
To be honest, out of all the years I've been at CCC, this year is like the best team chemistry. Like, we all just fit. Like, I feel like we all got each other's back and we all can do everything like as one.
Absolutely. And, you know, I'm going to go back on one game real quick. This was a game at the beginning of the season, just watching it. You guys did play Berkeley Prep, one of the top games. One of the thing I did notice is that you guys struggled, but you came back around for this game and you did come out with a 21-14 victory. There must have been a lot of lessons, Coach, that you learned from that game overall. And the way I look at it is you guys can't take anything for granted. What did you take away from that game most of all?
I think anytime you play a team like Berkeley, they're going to be a well-coached team. Coach Dom has been around for a long time. And, you know, they're a simple, their offenses and defenses are, you know, they're not too complex, but they're very efficient in what they do, which forces you to be efficient as well. If you're, you know, defensively, if you aren't aligned properly, if you don't understand assignment, then they're going to put you in positions where they're going to be able to have success. And then defensively, they do what they do, which I think, you know, anytime a defensive team can hang their hat on a few things and do those things well. So being able, especially early in the year, you know, we always played in the first game of the year, to be able to line up against those guys and see where we are physically. You know, we have athletes everywhere. I mean, we're by far the most athletic team that we've ever suited up at our school. You know, so the testament every year is, you know, how good are we up front? How physical can we be? And there's no better test on our schedule and in the area than lining up against the Berkeley Prep team. And to be able to come out on top like that, and then when you watch the film and you see, you know, we match their physicality from, you know, from first snap to last. And I think that's what sort of helped us go out throughout the year, was we're not going to play a team that's more physical than Berkeley. And we were able to take that on, you know, from early on in the season.
Absolutely. And, of course, don't take the Marauders for granted. Never, ever. My guys don't, right, guys, don't take the Marauders for granted, correct? All right, I got a lot of head nods over there. So now it's interesting, guys. I'm on social media. I have to follow a lot of teams here in the county and in Tampa on social media. And there's a couple hashtags I've seen and all that. And obviously one is Team Over Me. There was one on there called Scale the Wall, which I kind of see that could be familiar to somebody we were just talking to. And another one is spelled Zeal, hashtag Z-E-A-L. Can any of you guys answer what that means for us? No? Coach, is that it?
That was before our time.
Oh, that was before the time. Oh, so that's a legacy thing. Okay.
Yeah. Each year we have a program motto, which is Team Over Me. And we have a team chaplain, Andy Shannon, who we get together, which that's what he says. But ultimately he picks our yearly motto. This year's motto is, you know, do the work. You know, there's he brings scripture into it. And just this year's motto is just a culmination of saying that, you know, day in, day out, doing the small things that allow us to sort of achieve the bigger goal of the team. So.
Absolutely. Okay, guys, one quick fun thing. So, again, I'm on social media. Now, all your friends are on Instagram, Twitter, even Snapchat and all. Every Friday night, you're going to have one play that will probably be on your reel for the entire year. You want everybody, friends, family, to see it. Start at the far end, man, right down there. Let's say your name, too, as well. What would be the number one moment during the season so far that would be on a reel that all you want everybody to see, family, friends? What would be that?
Ray is speaking right now, and I would say it was when I pancaked. Solomon from TBS High School, and yeah, that would probably be the reel that I would play the most. Show out.
All right, cool. Next guy down. Go, make sure you say your name too, guy.
Jarek Yepes. To be honest, it's all the reels are from the jumbo package. I just go in there and push, I guess.
The jumbo package. What's the jumbo package, real quick?
It's just under center. We're just going to hand the ball to the fullback and the three.
All right, cool.
It's just who physically can win.
Awesome. All right, going down the line. What would be yours? What would be your top highlight, man?
My top highlight, I think, is we're playing Berkeley first game of the season. 3rd and 5 towards the end of the game. They're pushing. And running backs in the back for the back got a strip the ball for, like, went back 4 yards. I think that really gave our team.
Awesome. Go ahead, man. Make sure you say your name, too.
Andy Jaffe. My favorite would probably be my kickoff return for a touchdown, just because, you know, it's really played a part in the team. It was the first game of the season, but that would probably be my favorite.
And how much was the return? How many yards?
98
yards. Wow. Oh my gosh. All right, man, what about you? Say your name too.
My name is Archavion McClellan, and I would probably say my most memorable touchdown was against Tampa Catholic, which is kind of a get back game for me, because last year I didn't really play that well against them, and I ended up getting a reverse to the house for about 70 yards.
So the table's definitely turned on that one. So, hey, Mike, I don't want to keep the mic from you and all that. So I think it's time for you to ask the questions that you always like to ask. So what do you think? Should I give the mic over to you? Should I really have to do that?
You've been bossing them around since they got here, hey, so I thought maybe I'd loosen the... It's Fergs, man. You're supposed to have a good time.
I know, but you also have to ask the tough questions.
First of all, they're not going to like a lot of these questions, but they add a little humor to it. So right here, to the pancake man. Yeah, you can hear me, I'm certain. Favorite college football team?
Florida State University.
Okay. Seminoles, you're in the right house. I saw Coach. Already. No, I'm not done with him. girlfriend?
Not applicable.
Oh, not applicable.
I've never had that answer. I've had a lot. I've had several. I've had maybe. Okay. Favorite pro team?
Miami Dolphins.
Okay, Dolphins. Okay. They're on a roll right now. And let's do a shout-out at home. Anybody want to do a shout-out? Because we archive this. I'll let Coach know how they can listen to it.
I want to shout-out my dad. I know he's most likely listening to this. Probably on the couch, halfway asleep.
What's Pop's name?
Ray as well. I'm a junior.
You're a junior. Beautiful. Anybody else?
All right, next up.
Not applicable.
Not applicable.
you're going to be a politician, Pancake. Yeah. not applicable. All right, young man. How about your favorite memory so far?
Florida State just scored a touchdown.
Anyway, no. If they did, they're playing tonight. This is Alabama. Florida.
Alabama, sorry. Anyway, go ahead, man.
My favorite memory was last year going to the state championship. We called the interception to steal the game. I think I was my favorite.
Well, that's a great memory. Your favorite college team?
To be honest, I don't really watch college football, but as of recent, I've been like watching the Colorado.
You like the Buffaloes? Did at the beginning of the season. Now, pro team?
I'm a Seahawks fan.
I don't know why there's so many kids down here in Pinellas County that are Seahawks fans. It blows me away. I'm like, you like the colors? I mean, you got family reasons for it?
No, when I was really young, I didn't know what football was. I didn't know what football was, so I just watched a team with the best colors. And I didn't like the Bucks colors, I guess. And I just only watched the
Bucks. That sounds like a girl's answer. I like it because of the colors. I'm kidding you. Hey. Speaking of girls, got a girlfriend?
Nah.
That was a hesitation. Nah. He looked to the left twice and then, nah. All right. I want to do a shout out. Anybody at home?
Shout out my mom.
What's mom's name?
Leanna.
Yeah, we start with mom. That's for sure. All right, young man. You're a junior, right?
I'm a senior.
You're a senior.
Going out. All right, man. Make sure you get close to the mic.
Your favorite college team?
Go Gators.
Gators? Coach, he's shaking his head over here. All right, your favorite pro team?
Go Bucks.
Good answer.
Finally, Bucks in the house. And then got a girlfriend?
Yes, sir.
Well, you guys, you're having a heck of a season, so he stayed focused. So don't change that mojo during the playoffs, whatever you can do. You want to do a shout-out to anybody at home? You better do a girlfriend or she's not going to be happy.
My mom.
What's your mom's name?
My dad, Frank Mills, and my siblings.
All right, young man.
All right, next up.
I'm going to start out with got a girlfriend.
Oh.
Yes.
Her name?
Lucy.
Well, you better stick with that. I typically tell guys, you got plenty of time, stay focused. But if the recipe for success is part of that, you're rocking and rolling. All right. Your favorite college team?
Ole Miss.
Interesting. Haven't heard that answer for a while here. Ole Miss.
Favorite pro team?
The Denver Broncos.
I watched the Broncos for 10 years out there, so I can't say anything. Why would a guy from this area want to be a Broncos fan?
I just liked Peyton Manning, so I just sticking with the Broncos.
Gotcha. All right, and then shout out. Anybody at home?
Yeah, my mom, Melody Jaffe, and my dad, Dan Jaffe.
All right, now young man.
All right, Trey, go for it.
Your favorite college team?
My favorite college team is the Gators, the Swan.
Favorite pro team?
Carolina Panthers.
Carolina Panthers? Well, they got a ways to go, but you got a nice rookie quarterback there. Maybe he'll get you to the promised land again. It's been since 2016. So, you got a girlfriend?
No, sir.
Smart man. All right. Now, Coach, I'm not going to ask you any of those questions. I don't want to get throttled. Guys, I appreciate you coming down and joining us. Bradley, you got anything else?
Well, hey, guys, going forward, obviously, next week you play Indian Rocks. It's going to be one game at a time, as Coach has made it very, very clear. Congratulations on the season you have so far, the record, obviously, that you have. If anyone wants to know what that record is, they just go on Max Preps or they can read a few articles online. But congratulations for what's going on. We'll be watching you guys going forward in the playoffs and all. Once again, playoffs start next week. It's the regional playoffs, and you guys will be hosting it, correct? So, if you want to see the game against Indian Rocks Christian, it will be down at CCC. So, guys, great luck to you going forward, and I look forward to seeing what's going to happen. So,
hey, Coach, thanks for bringing the guys down. I know it's not your favorite thing to do this time of year, but I appreciate it. And you got to get me some swag down here so I can get rid of the other swag. How's that sound?
We need a CCC hat.
Good luck, guys. I appreciate you taking Saturday to come down. Well, Bradley, great job. You bossed him down. He probably just got so tired of you pestering him that he said, let's just go down and see those two clowns.
Hey, persistence. And we got a lot of great guys down here today.
Good luck, gentlemen, and appreciate you taking time. Hey, let's go to an early break. We didn't get a break last time. Let's go to a break, and we'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network. Going to come back and talk Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremony. And we'll be back on the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection Radio Network.
First quarter is over.
Never show weakness. Only pain that matters is the pain you inflict.
Keep your head in the game with the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Live from the Clubhouse Studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you ready to rock?
On the Tampa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection with partner RadioSt.Pete.com launched a new sports streaming channel, Florida Sports Stream, on RadioSt.Pete.com. Florida Sports Stream provides local and national podcasts, radio shows, live events. The Tampa St. Pete Prep Connection will broadcast Florida high school boys and girls sports, live play-by-play coverage, media days, award ceremonies, positive stories and content across Champa Bay, Florida, and the USA. From the Pee Wees to the Preps to the Pros, recognizing positive participation in sport and the people that make a difference. Podcasts include NASCAR, Florida Fishing, MMA, Rays, Rowdies, Bucks, Lightning, local media personalities, pickleball, local colleges, FCA sports, Florida Sports Hall of Fame, and NFL Alumni Tampa. Just a few of the shows and podcasts with dozens on deck. That's Florida Sports Stream on RadioSt.Pete.com, supported by Body Armor, Sea Dog Brewery, Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and Ice Pick Vodka. Take a listen and have a championship day.
What does Sea Dog Brewing and Shipyard Tampa Bay Tailgate have in common? Both are world-class experiences, owned by the same people. Want a great place to spend some time with friends this holiday season? The place to be is Sea Dog Treasure Island, 9610 Gulf Boulevard. Why Sea Dog, you ask? Well, it's locally owned with locally produced brew right here in Florida. It's also a place for fun, food, and drink on the coastal Blind Pass waterfront, Ice Pick draft drinks, Sea Dog Blue Paw, and a Mug Club rewards program. Get all this to go with a family-owned breakfast experience with homemade biscuits and more. Open 8 a.m. to late night. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com. While there, enter to win Tampa Bay tailgate tickets near Ray J for Bucks home games. Sea Dog Brewing, Treasure Island. It's where Tampa Bay family and friends go to enjoy life from breakfast to late night. 9610 Gulf Boulevard, Shipyard, Sea Dog Brewing. Check it out at treasure.seadogbrewing.com.
Pulling out all the stops of the fourth.
All right, let's go.
Time to bring it home with the dub.
Let's get rocking.
Stick to the game plan with a Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection live from the clubhouse studios inside Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Let's rock this joint.
On the Champa Bay Sports Connection Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection, live from Ferg Sports Bar and Grill on this Veterans Day, November 11th, 2023. A spectacular college football Saturday. You can hear Alabama and Kentucky in the background. We just talked a little Marauders football, Clearwater, Central Catholic, and I tell you what, they've got some talent on that team, and I'm looking forward to following them through the playoffs. He's Brad Richardson in our Prep Connection, brought to you by our good friends at Body Armor and Coca-Cola Beverages.
Absolutely. Hey, Mike, just real quick, there's two games I was watching this week with the playoffs. First of all, Largo versus East Bay. Largo hosting the East Bay Indians. Largo Packers, the 3M District 7 champions versus the 3M District 7 champion East Bay Indians. Both teams 8-2 going into this game. This was a night for QB Jeremy Thomas and Malachi Peterson of Largo to shine. And let me tell you something. This would be a close game. Thomas would get the momentum going in the first quarter, making it a 6-0 game. Then in the second, it was Malachi's turn with a 45-yard run. East Bay would get one touchdown, making it a 12-7 going into halftime at the start of the third quarter. Thomas now to Colin Cervoni for a 55-yard run touchdown, 19-7 Largo as they still lead. East Bay answered back, and 19-14 at the end of the third. Finally, it was the fourth quarter, final score 25-14. After none other, Marcus McCluster got the fumble from Largo. Game over. Final score 25-14. Largo will move on to the 3M's regional semifinal where they will face the Gaither Cowboys. Mike, another great game here. Northeast versus Hillsboro. Northeast leads to Hillsboro, heads to Hillsboro High to face the Terriers. Northeast 7-3 going in this game. Hillsboro 6-4. I was not sure about this game, to be 100% honest. Northeast quarterback Trey Worley versus Darian Jones's Hillsboro High. Hillsboro would get on the board first in the first quarter. Northeast would tie it up in the second, but the Terriers would keep the lead going into halftime, 17-14. Only a field goal separating these two teams. Now onto the third quarter. Both teams battled it out, but the Terriers would sink a field goal late in the third, making it 20-14. Vikings, unfortunately, still trailing. Fourth quarter, now or never for Northeast. Northeast starts things off with a touchdown, making it 27-20. Hillsboro would get on the board with 3 minutes and 28 to go in the game. Field goal coming up will come up short. But here's the thing. field goal or tie it up. 2-point conversion, which would you take? Terriers would try a 2-point conversion and come up short. The Vikings hold them off in the final minutes of the game. Final score, 27-26. Northeast advances to the 3M regional semifinal where they will face the Jesuit Tigers. Oh, here we go.
So I'm watching those scores, you know, coming in. I see Marcus Pascal successful at Largo. Of course, Northeast had knocked him off the week before in the last 8 seconds of the game. And then I thought, oh, here goes Northeast. It didn't feel right.
Yeah.
And they went for two. I did not know that.
Yeah, they went for, Hillsborough went, tried to go for two just to try to get the lead and all. It was not enough. It was not enough. It was the big. I was trying to find the game.
I got to reach out to Sean this afternoon.
Yeah, I mean it was a shocker. I really just could not believe this game. I was trying to find the play-by-play last night. Couldn't find it. It wasn't until like around midnight where everything started coming in and another feed was there. Just some other scores. Gaither would take a win over St. Pete, 42-14.
Still a nice season for the St. Pete Green Devils.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Jesuit would take the win over Pinellas Park, 40-7. Clearwater would take a 35-12 win over Lake High School. The Calvary Christian Warriors would take a 56-28 win over the Lakewood Spartans.
Durant tough year for Lakewood.
Yeah, Durant would take the win, a 33-0 win over Palm Harbor. And Mike, here's the games to look forward to next week. CCC will face off against Indian Rocks Christian. We had these guys this morning. Obviously, they sound thrilled for that game. Largo will face the Gaither High School. Northside Christian versus Carrollwood Day. Jesuit will face off against Northeast, of course. And Calvary Christian versus Clearwater. The two Clearwater teams will be facing off. That's going to be a game to watch, too.
So that last matchup, tell me that again.
Calvary Christian Warriors will face against the Clearwater Tornadoes.
Wow.
Clearwater versus Clearwater
in some
ways.
Backyard.
Absolutely.
And these kids all know each other too.
Absolutely. They played summer ball together, everything. So
this is that exciting time of year. I know the energy in your voice and I give you a bad time, but you're such a professional. I love it. And how dedicated and specific you are. But this time of year, it is an absolute blast. And the tension's high. The fan base is out there following them, and there's a lot of school pride when you see your team advancing in the playoffs. One thing about St. Pete, the Green Devils, they got Jeff Jones back next year.
Yeah,
though.
They do. Yeah. He's only a junior. So, yeah, we get to see more of him. I mean, he's a running quarterback. Watching him this season, powerhouse. He can move. He can move. Awesome guy to watch play on the field. So
let me ask you this. Where we are right now, which team surprised you the most that's advanced? Who's having a year that you didn't anticipate having this kind of year?
The one, Northeast. I think Northeast, to be honest, they have surprised me. Some of the games that they've come behind and won, obviously they with the game they beat Hillsborough. So, and then at the beginning of the season,
well, they beat Largo.
Yeah, they beat Largo. You know, that's the other second. One. Yeah, well, Largo.
And those two are very good friends, Marcus and Sean Davis.
Mm-hmm.
I like both cats. They're building programs. Marcus has been there 10 years, and this is 3 years now for Sean Davis. He was over at St. Pete High. To see those two guys take those public schools—that's what I like to hear. The public schools and build them into a program, you know. And Coach Moore's done the same thing over Lakewood, had a tough year this year. But the challenge is to build a program in the public school system is a lot higher than it is the private school level.
Absolutely. And I mean, with around the area, you have to pull in what you can work with. I mean, players that do multi sports in high school, you know, you're trying to get these guys in the fall to say, hey, come on, come out, play football, you know, actually just keep in shape before you go into the spring and want to do track. You know, some of them want to focus on that, and, you know, they obviously don't want to get hurt. But, you know, football is a great way to keep them motivated in the fall. It keeps them up, keeps them in shape and all. You know, you talked about Lakewood briefly. You know, yeah, they had a tough year. They had a tough season. But, you know, from what I heard, they have a very strong underclass coming up. So we'll get a chance to see how that develops. And, of course, you know, with Corey Moore, he's got a lot to work with. Got a lot of talent on the team. They're always going to bring in a lot of talent to Lakewood's program.
You know, you weren't down here, but I appreciated you getting Short Crest prep on and talk about impressive young men. They came down. They looked like they were getting ready to go to the country club. They could have gone up to the Pelican with me and looked a lot better than I up there the last few days. And they were all multi-sport athletes.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, you know, and with Short Crest, they are a smaller school. They are smaller, and a lot of these guys are going to play other sports because they want to. There was a few basketball players down here joining us. Obviously, there was a baseball player from Short Crest as well. So these guys, you know, they want to play multiple sports. They want to show people that they are competitive. They're not just singled into one. They're not single to one. You and me, Mike, have talked about this a lot, how it's always good to see multi-sport athletes in this area, considering Florida, you could play one sport year-round and get better at that one sport, but if you try something, you're always going to find that you're actually good at something else. So
I've always been a firm believer in multi-sport athletes, but I come from a state of only 3.8 million, 3.2 million. There's 3.8 million in this area alone, just the greater Tampa St. Pete area.
Absolutely.
So we got an alert here.
We got an alert.
Oh, the alert is my battery's running low.
Oh no.
We're good to go. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. No. All right. As long as that doesn't die and all that.
So we're on the cusp now of high school sports and for the winter. And we're going to be covering soccer, and we've got boys and girls basketball. We got wrestling. Exciting time of the year for you, too.
And, Mike, we're going to have the Sun Bash. We're going to have the Sun Bash. I mean, I can't wait for that, just to kind of, you know, go down there at Northside Christian and to see the teams that are going to be playing. Last year, they had two teams from out of state. Obviously, our good buddy, Jay Perper. He's the guy that runs it, the man, the myth, the legend, as he's probably listening to me right now. So he's the guy that puts it all together, and obviously a lot of other great people that work with him to make sure the event is always a success every single year. So we'll get to see Calvary play. Obviously, Coach Skull and the Northside Mustangs are going to be playing, so that's going to be a great time, great 3 days. We're going to be down there. You get to listen to me try to color commentate basketball. That's always a fun thing.
28th, 29th, and 30th up there at Northside Christian, brought to you by Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, and, of course, Body Armor. We got a couple other sponsors coming on board. That's going to be a great event. And right now we're efforting John Rager. He does the golf show with me for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. By the way, we need to send our condolences out to Ben Botham.
Oh, yes.
Lost his grandmother yesterday.
Yeah, I got a text from him on that.
And she was a lovely lady. Mm-hmm. She's actually down here about 6 weeks ago. Were you here when she was here?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I know Ben was running a lot of errands around and all, but yeah, he had to stay busy, help out his family and all, but you know, condolences, absolutely. Benny boy, I know you, I heard about this and all that.
Hey, this is live radio. How about an applause for Coach Sean Davis?
Ah,
I know you got to go.
He's here.
Nice,
Sean
victory.
Davis.
Nice victory for the Vikings last night.
Awesome. Yeah.
We were just giving
Come
you some love.
Behind.
You got your lovely wife with you, and congratulations, my man.
Hey, hang on. Come on, great.
I know. We're going to get you down after you advance.
Yeah.
Coach Sean Davis, Northeast Vikings.
Yeah, my God. We had a cameo here.
Exactly.
Special guest. We always like having special guests down here,
Mike. We were just bragging about it. He must have drove over, right?
Yeah.
He lives down here. Hey, speaking of living down here, he doesn't live down here, but he's kind enough to join me after having a trip down there. Let's talk to John Rager now. And, of course, we just did our stint up there at the Anika. And that was a blast. You got home safe, my man. But let's talk about Wednesday and Thursday. And that, of course, is the Florida Sports Hall of Fame induction ceremonies, which was an epic class.
Yeah, we just had a wonderful time. We were up in Jacksonville, Florida at the Florida Theater for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement, where we enshrined 7 inductees this year. And the Florida Sports Hall of Fame has been around since 1961. It was founded by sports writers in the state of Florida. There's about 220 enshrinees total in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. So we had the pleasure of being in Jacksonville, sponsored by the city of Jacksonville and Fanatics. And we inducted Greg Coleman, who is local to Jacksonville. He's the Hall of Fame punter. Also, Leroy Butler's in the Pro Football Hall of Fame was inducted. He grew up in Jacksonville. We had the famous gymnast Shannon Miller, who's one of the Fantastic 7. We had a jet car driver, Elaine Larson. We also had baseball coach Jeff Johnson, and then we had Tom Coughlin, the famous Jaguar coach, but also probably more notable for his 2 Super Bowl wins. And finally, Vince Carter went in, the 20-year basketball great in the NBA and University of North Carolina graduate. So with all that, it was a wonderful enshrinement. We had Frank Frangi, who is the voice of the Jacksonville Jaguars, be our MC. And what he did was interview all the enshrinees for a few minutes on the stage at the Florida Theater, which is just a absolute beautiful venue. But the night before was special too. We had a VIP reception for all the enshrinees and sponsors and the board members. And the Jacksonville Jaguars sponsored it. They put us up in their club suites out there, and they lit up the stadium, and they took care of all the expenses and were our total sponsor for the event. So with that, the Florida Sports Hall of Fame next year will be moving to Orlando. We move around the state every year, and that we were able to be a little bit more regional in our inductees and in the area that they live in, so their families and friends can enjoy the enshrinement ceremony. So we're going to Orlando in 2024. We're going to be in November. We have to wait for the NBA schedule to come out, and it's going to be at the Amway Center. So we're looking forward to another great activity. So next thing up for the Florida Sports Hall of Fame will be the golf tournament. We're going to do a golf tournament down at Tiger Woods Pop Stroke down to Port St. Lucie. And we're also going to have a nice outing at PGA Golf Club the next day. And Friday night before all the events, we're going to have a VIP party. We do it at our museum every year that's hosted by the Mid-Florida Event Center down in Port St. Lucie. That's where our museum's located. So that's your update on the Florida Sports Hall of Fame.
Well, John, I know a golf show that'll probably be on site for the tournament and the Pop Stroke, and that'd be you and I on the tee, Florida. Now that we're a traveling road show, brother, we'll make sure that we make an appearance there and have a lot of fun.
Well, you know, Pop Stroke's such a cool place. It's just putting only. Of course, it's developed
right
by Tiger Woods.
Right up the alley. You know that. Right up the Hacks Alley.
And the other thing about it is, too, is that the food and beverage is unbelievable there. It's more, you know, you can get beverages brought to you right on the putting course, and everybody can putt, and that's what makes it fun. And we'll be able to raise a lot of money for the Boys and Girls Club of Palm Beach and Port St. Lucie counties.
Hey, did you see Tom Coughlin? You know, you guys put him in the Hall of Fame, you know, Florida Sports Hall of Fame. And then the next day, must have put a little pressure on the Jaguars. I figured he would have been in their Hall of Fame a long time ago, the original coach of the Jaguars. And they nominated him, and he's going to go in this season.
Well, you know, part of a Hall of Fame career is not only what you did during your career, but it's what you've done after. And he has a fund called the J Fund that he benefits families with children with cancer, and can tell you that what a wonderful charity that is. He's been at it about 25 years. And so Tom has been one of those individuals that not only was he famous for his football prowess and his coaching and Super Bowl wins, but he might be a little bit more notable for this achievement. And so that's one of the reasons when we duct the folks into the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. It has a lot to do with their, not only with their athletic achievements, but it has to do with what they do, you know, off the fields, and how they're benefiting the community, and name, you know, using their name and likeness and image to be able to do good in there. And Tom certainly is one of them. And he, you know, he lives in Jacksonville, strong Jacksonville ties. Even though he went off to New York for a couple of years and won some Super Bowls, he came back, actually worked for the Jags for quite a while, and he is loved in that city. And he was very grateful to be in the Florida Sports Hall of Fame. Of course, you know, a lot of people see him as a grumpy guy sometimes on TV or this, that, and the other. But he was a warm, genuine human being, and we really enjoyed his presence at our Florida Sports Hall of Fame enshrinement.
Welcome back to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. We had a little power outage down here. We're efforting it as we stumble, fumble, and bumble there towards the end. Great conversation with John Rager as he talked about the induction ceremony up there at Jacksonville over the weekend. I saw him at the Annika on Thursday. We did On the Tee Florida, and that was live right here on TAN Talk Radio on 106.1 FM and AM 1340, and that was from 5 to 7. If you get a chance, I know we're up there in Clearwater, there's plenty of tickets. Get on over to the Annika. Even if you're not a fan of women's golf, I assure you that you will be impressed. That Pelican Club is world-class, attention to detail. I've never been, and I've been blessed. I've been to a lot of tracks across America, but what they have done, the Doyles, Dan Doyle and Dan Doyle Jr., who owns Dex, what they have done with that little piece of property, which used to be a public track in the middle of Bel Air, is phenomenal. It's right, it's in a small neighborhood over there, and tucked away, very private club. People from all over the world are members, and we were treated wonderfully, John Rager and myself, and I look forward to the opportunity. I'm going to go up there tomorrow and watch the final round, and hopefully Nelly Korda is in the hunt. She's a Bradenton resident, and her sister Jessica Korda was up there for the last several days with her dog. She's pregnant. That's why you haven't seen her name on the leaderboard. She was ranked number 15 in the world prior to her pregnancy, and she right now is ranked number 2 in the world, and that's Nelly Korda, and she's a fan favorite. Lexi Thompson, she played well yesterday. She as well is a Floridian, and a lot of the young ladies are following her. Paula Kramer, the Pink Panther, she made an appearance, which was very impressive. She's always been a fan favorite. She had 13 wins on the LPGA and was always a member of the the Solheim Cup teams in the past. As I said, we lost the power down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill. Spectacular Saturday that we've got right now. You got Alabama and Kentucky in the their watch parties taking place downstairs. Upstairs is Michigan doing battle against Penn State. The Whiteout game. I don't know what that score is right now. Later on, you've got USF. They're at home against Temple. Then we got Florida State, Miami. That's the big game tonight. Back in the 90s and the 2000s, that was an amazing game. Right now, Penn State's up 3-0. My right-hand man, Joseph Colbert, is here helping out a little bit. Georgia Tech 7, Clemson 0. That Georgia Tech has had a couple of wins this year that surprised people. Alabama all over the Wild Kittens right now. Kentucky 21-0. And as I said, big game, a lot of ramifications. Penn State, number 10 in the country over in Michigan. Oh, Michigan just scored as you hand that to me. Of course, Coach Harbaugh is not on the sidelines, not calling the shots for the next three games. The Big Ten came down and ruled on their spying, I guess is the term that they used. And he got a three-game suspension. And we'll see what happens there in the Big Ten. Ohio State takes on Michigan State tonight. That'll be an easy win. Let's go down. Florida International taking on Middle Tennessee State. The game is typically the Tobacco Road has basketball ramifications, and that is North Carolina and Duke. Let me see what else. These are the games we got right now. Missouri and Tennessee, that's a big contest. Number 14, Missouri Tigers sitting at 7-2, and the Tennessee Volunteers. And then I certainly can't forget about the big game. That's the Georgia Bulldogs taking on Ole Miss today. And that is at Georgia in Athens. And looking forward to that contest. I know my main man sitting here next to me certainly is looking forward to that, Jay Davis. And we're going to have a conversation with him as I'm back and forth, fumbling, stumbling, bumbling, trying to pick us back up. There we go. Thanks to Matt on the controls who told me to. That's the beauty of radio. When you're doing a live remote, you got to think on your feet. We had a great show going. We had a conversation with the Triton men's team. We had a nice men's and women's golf team. They're kind enough to come down here and talk a little fall golf. Bill Butner, of course, one of our partners, does the golf show with us. He just stepped down 21 years as the helm over there, and fortunate to have him on our side. But that we got the new team, new kids, and we also lost our Wi-Fi. So it's an interesting day. I was just trying to pull up the studio again, and we lost the Wi-Fi. So. This isn't my first rodeo doing this. One time I had to grab a landline at a remote with Bob Feller. He was the heater from Van Meter, the Hall of Fame pitcher from the Cleveland Indians. And we had to go in the library to finish the show, and I feel like that. At least it's a spectacular day down here, folks. Come on down. We got over 100 televisions down here. If you've never been down here, 13th and Central, right across from Tropicana Field. This place is a bevy of activity. You've got every team you can imagine. And as I said, the watch parties tonight are Iowa and Rutgers. You've got Florida State, Miami. You've got right now Alabama and Michigan watch parties. And then, of course, Florida will also have representation down here. But this is pretty much Florida State Seminole land. This is the headquarters for them. And I'm on UCF. Oh, UCF plays. They play Oklahoma State tonight. Tomorrow in the NFL, of course, down here at Ferg Sports Bar and Grill, every one of the televisions are available for your favorite team. And you've got Cowboys, Giants, Raiders, Jets, Colts, Patriots, Bengals, Texans, Saints, Vikings, my Packers against the Steelers, the Bucks, Titans. That's a pick'em game right now. And then you got Jaguars, 49ers, Ravens, Browns. Ravens are very, very powerful right now. Falcons, we need them to lose against the Cardinals, Lions, Chargers, Seahawks, Commanders, and Bills, Broncos. NBA, can't believe I'm talking NBA already, but I'm looking for content. Tonight in NBA, the last night in the NBA was Celtics-Nets. Celtics came away with the victory. And the game I watched later on, Lakers and Suns, and that was a late game. We got college basketball. A lot of action last night in college basketball. A lot. In fact, there was a couple of upsets in college basketball. Now we're going to switch gears
and we'll go back to our podcast and our radio. All right, now we're back. Jay Davis.
The last 5 minutes.
Welcome to the world of radio, man.
Got to be able to find plugs and connect networks and Wi-Fi together.
Well, we're back, Jack. Thanks to my right-hand man now, my bulldog. Now you've even impressed me more with your resume, because here we were in a crisis situation. Not really a crisis, but we had to rally, and you got us back on the air. Speaking of rallying, you think that your Georgia Bulldogs have anything to worry about today?
There's a lot to worry about, but I think that they'll be able to take it down. They've got a lot great coaching staff, and it's good to have them home too. So,
well, you know, the reality of this Georgia Bulldog team is they have not lost at home since 2019,
and we're going to keep it that way.
Unbelievable! You know, College Game Day today, and that's a night game, right?
Yeah, tonight. That's a night game. 7 p.m.
Did you see College Game Day?
They're there. Already.
It's colder than hell. It's rained raining for 5 days.
Yep,
and everybody on the crew of the College Game Day was incredibly impressed. I mean, that they had that bigger crew. Now, can you imagine what those students are going to be like tonight?
The party's going to continue.
You better take a nappy. Speaking of party, how about this place already so early?
They're going to be ringing the chapel bell up in Athens tonight. Here, it's wild. It stays busy over here at first.
Well, when you start out with the Alabama Crimson Tide faithful, those nut jobs are here to the my left, and then upstairs you got Michigan, which is I'd say a must win if they want to stay. Definitely, if they want to stay in the playoff conversation. You know, 3 games in a row, they will be without Coach Harbaugh because of the 3-game suspension. That just came down late last night, so it was not good news for Michigan faithful. I think they got off lightly, but that's just my perspective. I don't know the specifics. You know, I do know that at one time they should say in all sports, if you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Right.
And I think that may be... There's more truth to that than there is jest.
Unfortunately, there is more truth.
More truth than jest. All right. So tomorrow, Bucks. You're a Bucks fan. Bucks and Titans. That's a pick 'em. Your pick.
I think the Bucks are going to take it down the Titans tomorrow. That's a fair pick on the Bucks side.
I think you said that last week. You're a true fan.
No, not a true fan of the Bucks. I typically follow the Falcons, but the
well, you
Bucks,
should be.
But I keep tabs on the Bucks too. Same division.
Same division, and
I like the rival.
Well, tonight I'm looking forward to that Florida State and Miami game, harkening back to the days of Jimmy Johnson and, of course, Bobby Bowden. I mean, those were some classic battles. You guys weren't even hardly born back in those days. You're young kids watching them. But typically, and that's why when they fall on hard times like this, with all three programs have compared to where they were back in the 90s and the 2000s, these were battles for the national championship.
Yeah, and
you were looking at number one versus number three, or number one versus number two, on many, many occasions.
It's going to be tough in Tallahassee today for Miami. Let's just put it that way. I think the Noles will take it.
I think the Noles have a definite chance to win the national championship. I believe that 1,000%.
I'm ready to watch that. I'm ready to watch the college football playoff for sure, especially with teams like number five, Washington, being up there taking on Utah today.
All right. Well, we got to wind things down. Thanks for getting us back on the air so we can say goodbye to everybody. For Rowdy Soccer, Jim Hart, David Wilson, Brad Richardson, Clearwater Central Catholic, Wyatt Ross, superb job at Eckerd Golf, John Rager, Gavin Van Dyke, Jay Davis, Joe Bedrow on the controls, Matt on the controls helping me through this. I'm Mike Rickard. Thanks for listening to the Tampa St. Pete Sports Connection. Wishing you and your families a fabulous weekend. God bless you. God bless America and our veterans. And as always, be sure to have a championship week.